Addiction is an all-encompassing trait, an emotional hunger that needs to be quenched. Listening to a song on the way to see my elderly mother, a few thoughts entered my mind, so please enjoy the rhymes. An addict can experience such things and more. Your lights are on, but your mind is not there. Your mind is not your own. Your heart sweats, your body shakes. Another hit is what it takes. You can't sleep, you can't eat. There's no doubt, you're in too deep. Your throat is tight, you can't breathe. Another hit is all you need. You like to think that you're immune to the stuff, oh yeah, but it's closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to want. You see the signs, but you cannot read, you're running at a different speed. Your heart beats in double time, yet one more hit and you'll be fine. You have a one-track mind, you feel like you can't be saved. Oblivion is all you crave, yet if there is some left, you do not mind if you do. As an addiction services tech trained in the old days, I have seen all sorts of horrors. The things our neighbors do to themselves and others when they need that never forgiving hit. An arm with over 100 needle tracks, a woman so thin she looked like she'd break before me, kids who take pills, not knowing their effects upon themselves. The COVID-19 pandemic has been in our collective face for far too long, a threat that still pokes at our community. But what has been hiding in our homes, schools and places of worship needs to be brought to the light, shown to all to be the killer it continues to be. Opioids, cocaine, meth and other chemicals of mass destruction have been spread throughout our communities. To hell with those who traffic and sell them. They know who they are, and they will suffer the consequences of their illegal actions. My concern is you, the reader, your family, children and neighbors. Ever ask yourself why there have been so many funerals in these past decades, where young people have been lost to us? Young and old take these drugs for many reasons. Relieving pain has always seemingly been that first reason to start, followed by the drug's potency breakdown. You need more to achieve the state you're hoping for, and remember, like a machine, our bodies can only take so much pressure and toxins. Many of our brothers, sisters, children, neighbors have been killed by these horrible chemicals. It is time for all of us to do something to stop these addictions from spreading to others in our community. The family drunk, the experimenting young person, those who you work with daily. Like Smokey the Bear said, only you can stop forest fires. Only you can stop one person from going into the hellhole of addiction. If you see someone in need, offer your help, talk to them, be with them and listen. Persistence will pay off in the long run. Or you can ignore these people. It is a choice we all have to make. Realize someone you know has hidden their addiction well, and you don't know what their condition really is, but like a detective who is aware, you too can detect a person's addictive habits and help them. They hide things and are very secretive and private. They often wear their addictions on their skin and breath. They often eat little, and stay away from family mealtimes. They are often financially broke. Money's going to the pusher man. If you could wear a mask, social distance and be safe around others, you can also help these people. They may be in your family, school or social club. All you really need is empathy and intelligence. Save our neighbors, friends and family from oblivion by simply being aware. Stephen Kassab Bradford, Ontario.